Well, spring weather is supposed to be coming here at some point, and there's going to be some spring activities. One of them is the Valley City State University football camp they have coming up every year. And joining us, the guy running the camp this year is assistant coach Chad Smith. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, there's been a lot of snow. It's been not the spring anyone has hoped for. And you're going to have this camp that comes up every year. It's for younger kids. Tell us what to expect out of the camp.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's almost football season again. You know, you hate seeing all the snow right now, but, you know, track and field and stuff are going to get done here pretty soon. And, yeah, we got a youth football camp coming up for all grades, ages from grades 4th through 8th grade out at Loken Stadium at 4. We'll start at 3 o'clock, and then we'll have on-field drills with all of our guys, with all the Vikings out there, coaching staff and everything, and learning some football and having some fun.
For the players who – you know, off season, they're lifting, they're working out. There's always the film study during the season, the lifting, the working out, the practices, the game prep, playing the games, all that. Not that they don't like doing that stuff, but how much fun do you think it is for the players to see a change of pace come with doing something like this camp?
Oh, I think it's awesome for our guys. Our guys love getting in community involvement and getting with the young kids of this area and just talking their passion, which is football. We're all going to school for higher and bigger reasons, but we go to school as athletes to be athletes, and to show that and treat it with all of you, the younger kids, it's special. I remember when I was a player that it was just one of the funnest weeks of the year that I remember doing youth camps, and it's just a blast.
Now, what are some of the things that you guys are going to feature in this camp? What's the structure going to be like?
Well, they'll get hands-on one-on-one instruction between, you know, either linebackers, O-line, D-line, wide receivers, one-on-one instruction through all those drills. Because as young kids know, their bodies are changing and growing. So you may be a wide receiver at one point right now, but say in 3 years you grow to be 6'2" and you're 310 pounds, then you're an O-lineman. But until that time, you need to see hands-on to all of them. So I think it's great that you'll get hands-on with all the position groups rotating amongst all of our guys. And then after that, we'll split guys up into offense and defense. So now the kids can choose what position do they really want to be in and where they want to learn. So then if they're on the offensive side of the ball, Coach Math and our offensive guys will go out and they'll run a play, one of our actual plays from our playbook, go out there, show it, and then immediately following, the kids are going to go right after them and do that exact same play. And they're going to do that for a couple times on air, and then at the last section, they'll do it against each other, actually, and actually truly play legit-style football without the tackling.
You talk about teaching kids versatility and giving them different looks in football. You know, high school, you're going to get your positions, but you see it a lot at the college level is, you know, how many guys you think you recruit for one position, and they go play a position they've never played at all. Do you convey that message to these younger players that how important it is to see versatility?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you actually talk to kids all the time about being multi-sport athletes in general. I mean, just being a good athlete in general is going to allow you to be more versatile when you get to that college level and not be rigid into one thing or another. I think everyone talks about the sports specialization anymore as young kids, and that's not healthy for them. They should go out and do all sorts of things. So, you know, we'd love to have girls come out for this, for our youth camp, and boys, and everyone that's having fun with it. And yeah, you talk to our guys when they are going to change a position, and you just tell them, hey, you know, your opportunity for us, we think, going to be on the field is going to be doing this for us. Try it for a spring, try it through winter camp for a couple of weeks and see where you feel. And you may see right away that, you know, the coaching staff isn't idiots about what they see and what they feel out on the football field, and can get you out on the football field. Because every coach is never your enemy. They actually truly do want you to succeed and want you to be successful out on that football field and play and have a lot of fun. And it just may not be at that one position. It may be at the other position. Your body, the way you attack the weight room, the way you attack film, just may lead you to be somewhere else. You know, we talk about a few of our guys that transition from running backs to fullbacks very easily, or tight ends off tight ends. In our offense lot, you see that a lot. The linebacker's the same way. Taylor Lentz, when he came in at Valley City, he was originally recruited as a linebacker and then ended up playing one of the best tight end positions for us in Valley City State history. So, you know, it happens all the time. So being versatile and having football knowledge is something highly, highly regarded.
Talking about the youth football camp coming up for Valley City State University, what are the age groups for this camp, and what's the cost, and where can people sign up?
So guys and girls that are going into fourth grade and into eighth grade. So if you are a third grader right now, but at the end of May you're going to go into fourth grade, you're more than welcome to come to this camp. Those guys that are in eighth grade going to ninth grade, there are a couple high school camps that we have coming up, but you're done after that. So it's basically anyone going into fourth and going into eighth grade. The cost is $30. Pre-register, you can go online and visit www.vcsuvikings.com/football camp, and that'll pull up all of our camps, and you can scroll down to the youth camp and take a look at the brochure or anything like that. Or they can get a hold of me, Coach Chad Smith, which is chad.g.smith@vcsu.edu, and we can get you directed right there. Fill out the pamphlet, fill out some insurance information, and send your money in. We can get guys or kids' t-shirt sizes all figured out and ready to rock and roll.
And you guys are playing some spring football or trying to get as much spring football as you can, weather permitting, you get out there on the field. How have practice been going for you guys so far, and do you feel you've been able to get a lot done regardless of the weather?
Yeah, you know, weather-wise, we've only missed one practice so far scheduled, and that was last Monday. But other than that, we've been going already, which is awesome. It's a little interesting when you're playing out there with a 3.5-foot drift out on the track, and we're throwing stuff over the drift to get pads in and out. But the field's been in great shape. That's the nice part about turf. Turf's green no matter what time of the year. So we've been out there having fun. I think, you know, we are progressing very well as an offensive group, and defensively as well is doing a very, very good job in handling cold weather temperatures. And, hey, if we're going to want to play in playoffs, we got to get used to playing in cold weather anyways.
How important is, I mean, obviously spring football is going to be important. The more reps, the more practice you get. But for guys who maybe redshirted last year, guys who have changed position, how important is the fact that the spring football is so contained? It's against your teammates and it's kind of a shorter window. How much development do you see in that time span?
Oh, you see so much more of it, because a lot of your freshmen that get redshirted or whatnot are doing what's called scout for you. So they're running either the other team's offense or the other team's defense when you're going against them as the number one offense, preparing and scouting. So a lot of our guys, freshman-wise, you know, after the third, fourth week of football, the playbook and what we kind of do kind of just sets on the back burner. Now, they're always doing stuff with drills, so they're always getting taught that all the time. But their major growth happens during spring ball. Now, all of a sudden, we tell those guys, you are no longer, you know, a prepare-to-be guy. You are fighting for a position on the football team. Where are you going to roster? Are you going to be a Cardinal Bray? Are you going to travel for us? Are you going to figure out where you're going to be on the special teams? Or are you going to be possibly a starter for us? And it's great. You love seeing that, because we've seen guys grow from the freshman-wise in the weight room all through last year to now it's on the football field growth, and it's awesome to see.
Talking to one of the coaches from Valley City State Football, Chad Smith, talking about the youth camp, a little bit about spring football. Thanks for joining us here, and good luck here the rest of this spring.
Appreciate it, Joel.